this goes on, on down the line, and the list goes on.
Hey, Jimmy, it's The List Goes On. What's up?
Hey, Sean Rossap, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I have no topics for this. And okay. So if you want, to just start on the comments here and read them off and we'll answer.
Sure. Some? But there is a story I'm going to break on Fightful Select shortly. I was able to get a lot of information on Julia Hart. She's unfortunately injured. She doesn't look like she'll be back this month, but, you know, hopefully she'll be back soon. Wheeler Yuta had been sidelined with an injury. We had reported that Nick Comoroto was backstage at a show. We didn't have anything on Yuka Sakazaki, although she had been backstage a few times. Some people had asked about Kyle Fletcher of late. He had this match with Jericho, and then he just vanished from TV. I don't know if he's still dealing with it, but he had been dealing with some visa issues that they're hoping to get squared away. So that's very unfortunate. I think he was supposed to start a feud with Ethan Page. And that's them without like three champions right now. Of course, it's across ROH and AEW as well. But hopefully everything gets, you know, cleared up.
Well, especially Julia, because Julia was on fire. So
yeah. It's very unfortunate. So we got somebody saying, thanks for making the Discord. Are you not doing Q&As on Patreon anymore? No, I still will be doing Q&As on Patreon. I'm trying to give you guys as much for $5 as possible. Like that's what I'm doing. Now, there will be some things I'm sure introduced into Discord that we will make exclusive for like tier two members. Cause I want to start looking at, okay. Cause our tier two is less expensive than everybody else's base thing. Like we do $10 and it gets you early access to features and interviews and all that type of stuff. But
Sean keeps begging to raise the price. And I keep saying, no, let's leave it where it is.
Right. Yeah. Right. If we raise the price, I wonder how many people would stick around. Any Fightful members heading to Revolution? Yes, I'll be there. Although I'm not scheduled to do like a ton of work there or anything. This is one of those where I'm like, I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it as a fan. Sting is one of my favorites of all time. He's the reason I started watching. Deanna is a good friend of mine, so I want to see her. I'm sure I'll slip into the post-show scrum or presser a little bit if Sting is there. But I'm probably not going to sit there with my camera for 2.5 hours to film a scrum or presser that's going to be on AEW's YouTube anyway. But I'll be getting a lot of backstage news there. Even if I don't try to, I always do.
What's your thoughts on Kevin Nash claiming that WWE won't let him go to see Sting's last match?
They should let him go. 100%. They should let him go.
100% agree. You know, I said on Twitter, this tells you where tribalism comes into play, Sean. I said on Twitter, you know, AEW let Billy Gunn go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. WWE absolutely has to let Kevin Nash check out Sting's last match.
Yep.
People were defending WWE in that scenario, saying, oh, but the Hall of Fame's not a pay-per-view. It's like, what?
AEW, like, WWE did try to get Billy Gunn for another thing, and it didn't end up happening, though. And that was more recent, to be fair.
I mean, it's Sting's last match.
Yeah, I agree.
And Hunter has a ton of respect for Sting, right? Yeah. So, like, just push that bullshit aside. Let Nash go check out Sting's last match.
Yeah. What else do we got? Yeah. I think Sting will be a part of the scrum, win or lose. Possibly. But do you or any of the Fightful crew ever go to Comic Cons? I am approved for media in about 3 weeks at Lexington Comic Con. So I will be there several days. So, yeah.
I've never gone. I actually got invited once to the Toronto one when Hogan was there.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew the people that were handling his autograph signing, and I got invited, and I didn't go. So I have not gone.
Was that the episode where they pseudo mentioned Billy in the Ring? I believe so. Undertaker went to Flair's last match, right? Yeah, but it wasn't like an AEW, WWE thing.
Right.
Could we get a Dustin loan to WWE for Cody? No, we can get Dustin going there when his deal's up in like
exactly,
6 months.
Though. Exactly. They're not putting a contracted wrestler on pay-per-view. There's no chance. Or PLE.
Yeah. You all see Nintendo Direct today? Nope, didn't.
I've heard of it. What is it? It's an online service?
How the hell should I know?
Yeah, I don't know. When you have children, your video game playing takes a drastic decline. So I don't play games.
What else here? I think WDB or SRS was Nostradamus when he said 2024 was going to be a crazy contract year. Do you know if TNA talent can franchise tag like they did to Josh Alexander with anybody else? That's not franchise tagging them. I just want to say the franchise tag is somebody getting tagged for 1 year at an insane rate. This was an agreed upon contract that Josh Alexander had. Now, that's a little bit different than Deonna Purrazzo, where they said, yeah, you can get a raise, and they sort of snuck in an option year on her, and she was like, oh, okay, because she could have been in AEW a full year ago had they not done that. But did you see Val Venus's dumbass tweets about Cody? No. Sean Morley is one of the biggest fucking idiots I have ever seen in my entire life. He is completely burned out. His brain is cooked. I don't know what's wrong with that dude, but
he's very political.
Not political. There is nothing political about the things that he says. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't.
He doesn't believe in basic human rights. He is a fucking idiot. Look at me. I hope you see this, Sean Morley. You're a fucking idiot.
We're gonna see a picture.
Fucking idiot.
We're gonna see a picture of Sean at like a signing someday. Standing next to Sean Morley going like this. We're going to see that.
No, he can't get booked because he's a fucking idiot. I get booked for more wrestling things than him now. He's a fucking idiot. In fact, I told this story on Wrestle Talk years ago. Somehow he had added me to Facebook years ago. And in like 2020, I only knew of him then for being a fucking idiot. And then on Facebook, you know, it says, oh, this person's birthday is today. And it said, Sean Morley's birthday is today. And I'm like, I still got that fucking idiot on here. Delete. And deleted him on my birthday or on his birthday.
I've never had a conversation with the guy. So
unfortunately, he's had conversations at me. He tries to get clout by tweeting at me a lot, but I'm never going to give him that satisfaction. I definitely never thought that I'd be saying, hey, the former Intercontinental Champion that was a big star on WWE Raw back in the day is trying to use me for clout, but he absolutely is. And he's a fucking idiot. What an idiot.
Ace Hernandez says, Jimmy, thoughts on the Oilers?
Thank God it's not Aaron Hernandez.
Ace Hernandez.
Jimmy, do you know who Aaron Hernandez is?
Yeah, he's the athlete that like murdered.
Shot a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So anyway, the Edmonton Oilers, they have to do something at the trade deadline if they want to contend. That's my thoughts. They need a right shot defenseman, and they need a top six winger. So I hope they can find that.
Ah, oh, Jimmy, I'm finally in a place financially where I can go to like Reds opening day. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to go. And then I realized the next day I got to drive all the way to Indianapolis to Squared Circle Expo.
Ah,
because I'll be there because I get a lot of interviews there. They're doing a Black Label Pro thing. I've DDT'd Shaza McKenzie there before. You know, yeah. Sean, Central Division predictions, Brewers fan here. Listen, I am only a Reds fan and I only pay attention to the Reds. I think they made some really good moves. I wish they would have gotten a really good starter, but I think that they have a chance to at least get into the playoffs here. Anybody but the Cardinals. I hate the Cardinals. But, yeah.
Somebody said Morley works at the dispensary I buy weed at. I thought he owned it. Does he not own it?
He probably doesn't own it.
I thought he did.
No. Jimmy, anything else you got?
Let's go up the chats here. I like to give people their money's worth. So let's take a quick... Boy, there's a lot of stuff on Val Venus now, Sean. Val Venus.
Scott says Reds opening day is a day game. I know it is, but also... for me to take off basically three or four straight days is not a thing that I'm able to do here.
Jared asked, do you know if Shotzi was supposed to stay in NXT or was that match just a one-off?
It's a one-off. I mean, they'll have them come out and do other stuff. But it was just a short-term thing.
Somebody wanted Peyton Carter. AEW asked WWE to put Now Works with all of the wrestling in the lower third for Billy Gunn, right? Is that correct?
What about the lower third?
They said that AEW asked WWE to put Now World Elite Wrestling. Okay.
That I don't know, but they should have. Why not? Why not?
I think that's all of them. If you guys have any more questions, throw them in. Throw them in before we go.
Nah, we're gone. Find us on Discord. Until next time, we're out.